Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Playback Podcast. My name is Noah. This is going to be my theater reaction for Shazam! Fury of the Gods. I watched it last night, and I want to give you guys my initial reaction slash little review on it. No spoilers, obviously. We're going to be talking about it in depth on the show this Monday. So if you guys aren't following the podcast, make sure you guys do that so you won't miss another episode. What I think of this movie? A little bit of background on this movie. Warner Brothers Discovery now, they have went through like a little bit of a management shuffle. And that means that DC is now owned by Warner Brothers Discovery instead of Warner Brothers, which means DC is getting rebooted. So what we know, DC is getting rebooted, and the films that were left from the old regime, from the old company, from the old management, was Shazam! Fury of the Gods, Blue Beetle, The Flash, and Aquaman: The Lost Kingdom. Now, what does that mean? Because, you know, DC is obviously a connected universe, and Shazam was a part of that connected universe before. What does that mean? Well, that kind of means that this movie is kind of pointless to watch. If you are in like that cinematic universe kind of mindset when you watch movies. Now, if you're not in that mindset and you want to watch movies because they look like good movies, this is a great movie. I was very impressed with this movie. I thought that it would actually be kind of a struggle to get through. I wasn't impressed by the trailers. There wasn't even that many trailers to begin with. There wasn't a lot of marketing towards this movie, and that's why this movie is only set to make about $35 million domestically. This movie was actually very, very good, and I'm surprised that I even doubted this movie in the first place, because the director, David F. Sandberg, first of all, he made the first Shazam movie, and that was amazing. And he made a little movie called Lights Out, which was a great horror movie. And you can definitely tell that this director loves the horror element, because he sprinkles that in this movie as well. I really like the cast. It got me intrigued to want to see more of this cast, which, again, you know, DC is getting rebooted, so we might not be able to see more of this cast. But for this singular movie, they did amazing. I think, Jack Dylan Grazer, who plays Freddie Freeman, was a standout for me. He had a lot more to do in this role, and he was very charismatic, you know? We saw a lot of Jack Dylan Grazer just as Freddie instead of Billy Batson as Shazam. And it was nice. It was a good foil. And this movie has a lot of heart as well. I think that the whole story and theme of, you know, obviously this adopted family, you don't really choose, you know, or you don't have to be stuck with the family that you're born with. You can choose your family. And I think that resonated with me a lot, especially when, you know, our main character, Billy Batson, he's, you know, about to turn 18 years old. He doesn't really know if he fits in with the rest of his family. And yeah, it's a great message. It's a great time at the movies. I think that the action, the special effects were actually really good. They're better than anything Marvel has done in the past couple of years. I think that the soundtrack was great. I think I said the performances, but mainly Jack Dylan Grazer and, I don't know his actual actor's name, but the guy who plays Billy Batson, and then, Zachary Levi as Shazam, he's obviously very good in this movie as well. The writing was on point. I'll say that also. I think that, you know, it wasn't very cringe, which I loved, and it has a light tone, and people compare Shazam to almost like a Marvel movie, you know, but I don't see it like that. It reminded me of like an early 2000s movie, and I love early 2000s movies. So like the Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. It's that kind of humor, and it's that kind of movie. Except it's done way better, I'll say that. It gave me some Spider-Man 2 vibes, based off the pacing, right? It made you feel as if, like, here's what a lot of movies don't do nowadays. They give you a singular experience. And when I was watching Ant-Man Quantumania, for example, I was constantly thinking about Avengers the Kang Dynasty and Avengers Secret Wars and the future and what's coming after this, you know? With Shazam Fury of the Gods, I was kind of just able to enjoy my experience with this movie, which was weird because we don't get that nowadays. And I absolutely loved my time watching it. I was falling asleep a little bit. That was just because, you know, I was a little tired. We went to the 9 o'clock showing. But yeah, I think that overall, this movie, I gave it a B+, which is way more than I thought that I was going to. Oh, let's talk about the villains real quick. The villains, solid, super solid. Helen Mirren, great choice to play this villain. I thought that she would, you know, phone it in. I thought that, oh, they were just going to bring in Helen Mirren because she's old and she can just act like a goddess and say all these big words and sound menacing. No, she actually does some of the action too, and she puts on a great performance. Lucy Liu, she was fantastic as well. I didn't necessarily love her for the whole movie. The first two acts, she was great. The last act, she barely had a word to say, which was weird. And then Rachel Zegler, who you might know from West Side Story, she plays Anthena, which is like the third daughter of the fucking the motherfucking the one the gods, right? She plays one of the gods. And she was super, super great. She had awesome chemistry with Jack Dylan Grazer. And she was just a great addition to the Shazam movies. So overall, I think that this movie is really good. And I enjoyed watching it. It sucks because not a lot of people are going to watch this movie. But I really hope they do. I really hope that... Also, let me point out. If you look up Shazam Fury of the Gods on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it is not great reviews. I believe it's sitting at a 56% now, which is crazy to me because this movie has way better pacing than Ant-Man. It has way better visual effects, way better script. And it's just, it's weird because those two movies are very close in Rotten Tomato scores. So I don't know what everybody else is watching, but I'm pretty sure there's got to be like an agenda somewhere. Because this was a great movie. I really believe that. Anyways, guys, if you guys have watched it, let us know in the comments section. You can message us on Instagram now. We launched our Instagram at the Playback Podcast. You can follow us there and talk with us there. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, man. I have a lot of plans for this. You know, me and Hyder are really excited about where this is going to go. And, you know, we want to build a community of people who just love talking about movies because this is what we love to do. We just love movies so much. Little background on Hyder. He wanted to, you know, score movies, you know, like put music to movies. And, you know, obviously me, I want to be a film director and I want to make my own movies and write my own movies and stuff like that. So we really love talking about movies and we want to find people that love, that share that same love with us, you know? So if that's you, welcome. Thank you for following us and thank you for, you know, joining the conversation. We really appreciate that so much. We love all you guys, all like five of you guys, especially like, you know, the five people that me and Hyder kind of had to beg to listen to our podcast. We really appreciate you guys, you know, Mariana, Simon, all you guys, that we kind of begged. Anyway, David. Not really, David. Anyway, we appreciate you guys so much. And yeah, stay tuned for next week's episode. We're going to be talking about John Wick Chapter 4. That's going to be a great episode. And the next week after that, I don't want to spoil it, but we got a really fun podcast for you guys involving my favorite show of all time and my least favorite movie of all time. So stick around for that. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. Watch Shazam this weekend. Please watch Shazam. Shazam. All right, I'm going to end this shit. Love you. We'll see you guys later.